It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Monday. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. Patrick here, host and creator of the number one criminal justice podcast. That's the CJ Evolution Podcast. We continue to grow because of you, the listener and supporter, sharing it with your family and friends. If you love the content, we would appreciate that 5-star ratings on iTunes. And remember, keep sharing it with your family and friends. That's how we continue to grow. Big shout out to all the brave men and women out there working in the criminal justice field. Whatever you were doing, wherever you were at, thank you for doing it. Remember, we will come through these difficult times. We always do. We're going to be stronger and more resilient. Folks, if you love coffee, and I know the majority of you do, you're in criminal justice, you are going to love the products from Four Sigmatic. Everything from coffees to elixirs to cocos, they have it all. I am a big fan of the Lion's Mane Mushroom Coffee. Yes, mushrooms. Doesn't taste like mushrooms. Tastes like regular coffee. In fact, it tastes better, in my opinion, than regular coffee, and it's better for you. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to Four Sigmatic. Click that link. See all the great products. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. And you're going to get a 15% discount at your point of purchase by using the promo code CJEVO that's already embedded in the URL. So enjoy the products. You will not be disappointed. Folks, there's a lot of people out there that suffer from digestive issues. Maybe you're one of them. I want to tell you about my friends at Bioptimizers. Again, if you suffer from digestive issues like gas, bloating, cramping, even when you're eating healthy, nutritious foods, then you could probably benefit from a high-quality enzyme. If you've never tried enzymes, or even if you've tried and they haven't worked, I want you to give this one a chance. As you know, I'm a mega fan of the company Bioptimizers. They are one of the few supplement companies who have the best formulations and use the highest quality ingredients. And you know what? Their products work. I asked them if we could organize a great deal for all my listeners, and they over-delivered. Right now, you can get a bottle of Masszymes for free. All you need to do is pay a small shipping fee, and there's no catch. You know, there's no gimmicks. There's no forcing you to continue. Nothing to cancel. They are so confident in their products that they offer a 365-day money-back guarantee, so I'm positive you'll be satisfied with the results. Masszymes is a 17-enzyme full-spectrum formula with 5 different kinds of protease. Plus, it contains all the key enzymes needed for optimal digestion. Masszymes ensures that all protein you consume breaks down into absorbable amino acids. So many individuals suffer from digestive issues because any protein your body doesn't break down creates digestive stress. This can lead to gas, bloating, even constipation. Masszymes ensures that all the protein you consume breaks down into absorbable amino acids. So I strongly suggest you head over to their site to grab your bottle before they either run out or take down this great offer. Go to www.masszymes.com/free. That's masszymes.com/free, all one word. You will automatically get access to your unique coupon code to claim your free bottle. Limit one per household. Offer is valid while supplies last. You're going to love their products. I guarantee it. Go now to www.masszymes.com/free. On to Microcast Monday. You know, if there's one thing that the pandemic has made us do better, in my opinion, that would be working on our personal relationships. I know it has for me. We're all not going out anymore for obvious reasons, or if we are, it's limited. It's forcing us to spend much more time at home. So that means we're going to work on our relationships, or at least we should work on strengthening our relationships with your partner or whatever situation you're in. Now, sometimes being cooped up, as we all know, as first responders and criminal justice people, is a detriment to certain relationships. It just amplifies things. But most of the time, it's an opportunity to work again on our relationships. And I wanted to take time on this Monday to talk about one area that if you're doing, you need to stop because it can be very, very detrimental for your relationships. And that is this idea of keeping score, meaning if your partner or spouse or whoever is doing something that kind of irritates you, you are keeping score. You're keeping a log of that. For instance, if your spouse or partner is late all the time, you know, and you, as the other party, maybe you're very time conscious, you get irritated. And so psychologically, you're keeping a score of that. And you're like, you know, you are always late. You're never on time. But a lot of times we have to sit back and take a step back. And first of all, realize if they're doing it consciously, if they're doing it on purpose, well, that's a different story. But a lot of times, they're probably not. Maybe they're just not good with time management like you. And so you expending that energy and getting pissed off all the time, it's not helping situations. It's just making matters worse. And like I said, that builds resentment over time because you're just keeping track of everything. And you are probably doing something that's irritating your spouse or your partner. And you don't think there's anything wrong with it, but they're feeling the same way. So again, if you're keeping score about everything, stop it. Realize that most of the stuff we worry about, we get pissed off about, is just minor shit. It's just minor stuff that it's not going to mean anything a week from now. You're just letting it build into something bigger than it probably is. You've heard of the concept making mountains out of molehills. And I've been guilty of this too. So again, really think about the stuff you get irritated about with your spouse or your partner, especially now in these, you know, pandemic times. Is it worth it? If your partner is late perpetually or all the time, is it a deal breaker? Is it something that you want to damage your relationship over? Probably not. Maybe it is for you. But I would say it's probably not that big of a deal. And again, maybe they don't have the time management skills you do. Remember, don't sweat the small stuff. Remember that book? Don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff. I would rather spend my time and energy on things that are really going to matter down the road for my growth, development, my building my personal relationships. And again, I'm guilty of this too, getting irritated about the small stuff. But the older I get, the more I reflect and say, look, it's just not worth it. So again, if you're that scorekeeper out there, just knock it off. It's not worth it. It's not worth damaging your relationships because in the end, all we have is our relationships. It's not about the money, the car you drive, the house you live, whatever. It's about the relationships we've built along the way. Folks, I hope you have a great Monday. Go out there, conquer the day, conquer your week. If you want to reach out to me, I'd be happy to hear from you. You can find me on cjevolution.com, all my socials linked up. Again, I hope you have a great week. Stay tuned for more great guests on the CJ Evolution Podcast.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.